A peaceful end to an hours-long hostage crisis in the heart of the Lebanese capital. Bassam Hassan laid down his gun and left the bank, escorted by security forces, after a deal that gave him back some of his money. Like millions of Lebanese, Hassan has not been able to access his account since Lebanon's financial crisis took hold nearly 3 years ago.
Where is my right? Where is my money? I worked, and many, many, many millions of Lebanese people, they worked abroad, they worked in the Lebanese economy, they saved their money, they put them in the bank. The legal, they are not with us. The politics is not with us. The banks is not with us.
Outside, his relatives, friends, and depositors gathered to show support to a man they say has been driven to the brink and had no other choice.
Witnesses say the armed men visited the bank several times in recent days, demanding $5,000 from his account to pay for his father's hospital bill. The bank refused to give him the money.
Banks imposed limits on withdrawals in dollars, and withdrawals in the local currency are at a rate far below the market price, a significant cut in the original value of deposits. Thursday's standoff is not the first of its kind. In January, a depositor withdrew $50,000 from his account after holding bank staff hostage. He spent a few weeks in jail. Many feel they are paying the price for the financial collapse.
I have some money for my daughter for the school. Sometimes I ask money for the school for my friend. But I work more than 30 years. They didn't give from my money, even $200.
Banks have been major lenders to the government for decades. They say they are not at fault, blaming politicians for mismanaging the economy. But people know many politicians are bankers, and they have been protecting themselves instead of taking action to reverse the economic collapse. Zana Khader, Al Jazeera, Beirut.
Lebanon has been in a deep economic crisis since 2019. The United Nations says nearly 80% of its people are living in poverty. The Lebanese currency has lost more than 90% of its value, devastating for a nation that imports most of its goods. International donors say aid is conditional on reforms which politicians have so far resisted. Raed Houri was Lebanon's economy minister up until 2019. He told me the severe financial crisis is paralyzing the country.
Banks and banks' employees are also victims of the government corruption, lack of decisions, and mismanagement over the last 30 years. You know that the government has defaulted on its debt, and also the government has took the money from the central bank by loans, and they did not return it back to the channel whereby they took the depositors' money. Force of the politicians who mainly took the money to subsidize certain products, to subsidize the over-recruitment in the public sector, to subsidize the fixing of exchange rates over the last 30 years that created an artificial purchasing power for the people who were asking for foreign reserve, and the only thing they have been doing is depleting the liquidity from the people's deposits through the central bank and down through the banks. So this, over the years, the government has mismanaged the money of the people, and I totally understand the anger of the people, and however, these people should go protest against the government and against who really took their money and who really spent their money.